good for you. You better get to getting on your goodbye shoes.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elkmount, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israel's security cabinet approving a plan for Israel to retake all of Gaza, including Gaza City.
The decision escalating Israel's war with Hamas amid global tensions to end the nearly two-year conflict. Families of Israeli hostages being held by Hamas chaining themselves outside Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office after he announced his intention to take over the entire 26-mile-long Gaza Strip. A group of hostage families calling Netanyahu's proposal a death sentence for their loved ones.
ABC's Perry Russum. Los Angeles County declares a local emergency as the Canyon Fire grows to more than 4,800 acres. That is a massive wildfire in Central California also continues to burn. The FBI agreeing to help locate the Democratic lawmakers who have left Texas rather than vote on new congressional maps that strongly favor the Republicans. Another incident of someone throwing a sex toy onto the court in a WNBA game happened last night, almost hitting Indiana Fever guard Sophie Cunningham. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Ever wonder why you have insurance for your car or home, but not your digital life? Meet Webroot Total Protection, your digital bodyguard that includes antivirus, identity protection, VPN, cloud backup, and more. With plans for individuals and families, Webroot takes the guessing game out of cybersecurity so you can get back to living your best life online. Go to webroot.com/offer and get 50% off today. That's webroot.com/offer to get 50% off today. Live a better digital life with Webroot, because peace of mind shouldn't be optional.
Compere Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compere Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compere.com. Compere Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, double-digit gains in the milk market, September up 33 to 1876, October up 26 to 1876, November up 10 to 1858, December up 11 at 1843. Cheese markets were higher. Barrels up a half to 179.5. 40-pound blocks up 2.5 to 182.5. 3 trade a barrel, 5 trade of block on the day. Cash butter down 3 to 240. 3 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 1 to 127. 3 trades on the day. Dry whey up 1 to 57. And 1 trade on the day. Another day, another triple-digit gain in live and feeder cattle markets as the cattle complex continues to challenge markets resistance levels, which is its all-time market high, as the cattle complex continued strong fundamental footing of limited supplies amid unfathomable demand continues to lend support beyond anyone's wildest belief. Meanwhile, hog markets, they closed mostly lower as pork cutout values, they were up over $4 rather. The market should be rejoicing, but traders battled resistance pressure and the export sales report was weaker, so the hog markets were lower. August live cattle up 245 to 238.75. August feeder cattle up 362 to 348.65. August hogs down 10 cents to 108.77. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all were mostly higher on the day. There was a lot of short covering by traders that provided the buying. USDA will also release its August crop report next week on the 12th. There's a lot of positioning ahead of that. There's still some big record deal numbers in that. But There were large weekly export sales numbers today, and that helped to support the grains. New crop corn up 5 3/4 to 407. New crop beans up 9 1/4 to 993 3/4. And September wheat up 9 3/4 to 518 3/4. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Local markets Thursday at Alcivia Durand at cash corn 348, new crop 347, cash beans 889, new crop 889. Big River Resources Boyceville cash corn 356 and a half, September 352 and a half, October 357, new crop 357. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia cash corn 359, new crop 357. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound cash corn 354, new crop 357. Cash and new crop beans 923. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 354, new crop 357, cash beans 892, new crop 909. Red Wing Grains, cash corn 361, September 354, new crop 359, cash beans 929, September 909, new crop 909. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash and September corn, 347, new crop 354, cash September and new crop beans, 927. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 228 to 246, Holstein fed cattle 192 to 220, market cows 120 to 165, bulls 165 to 215, calves 410 to 1500, beef steers 232 to 590, Holstein steers 272 to 465. Sheep markets, light lambs 315 and down, market lambs 230 and down, ewes 150 and down, rams 222 and down, goat markets, does 245 and down, bucks 325 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 230 to 244.50, finished beef heifers 230 to 242, finished dairy steers 210 to 221.25, market cows 120 to 149, market bulls 170 to 209. Hog markets, at market hogs at 88 to 105, light sows 92 to 99, heavy sows 94 to 99.50, boars 36 to 59. That is a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
I'm Matt Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Your car steering wheel could be a ticking time bomb. At least 24 people have died and many more injured because their airbags fired shrapnel at them upon inflating. Tens of millions of cars have been recalled. If you suffered cuts that required stitches, hearing or vision loss, or broken bones, please contact us today. You could be owed money for medical bills and other damages.
Morgan & Morgan. Visit us at badairbags.com for an office near you. Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be mostly sunny, hot, and humid today. We'll get to right around 90 for a high, but that heat index is going to be in the upper 90s and some places into the triple digits. Tonight, a few scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high in the upper 80s to low 90s. If you're due for a remodel, get that bathroom you've always dreamed of for just $99 a month interest-free. BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Did sing like a symphony, horse swing sway like a Tennessee lullaby, melody blowing through.
teacher, a hooker and a preacher, riding on a midnight bus bound for Mexico. One was headed for vacation, one for higher education, and two of them were searching for lost souls. That driver never ever saw the stop sign. And 18-wheelers can't stop on a dime. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, heaven only knows. I guess it's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. That farmer left to harvest a home and 80 acres. The faith and love for growing things in his young son's heart. And that teacher left her wisdom in the minds of lots of children and did her best to give them all a better start. And that preacher whispered, can't you see the promised land? As he lay his blood-stained Bible in that hooker's hand. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, heaven only knows. I guess it's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. That's the story that our preacher told last Sunday, as he held that blood-stained Bible up for all of us to see. He said, bless the farmer and the teacher and the preacher who gave this Bible to my mama, who read it to me. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, now I guess we know. It's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of highway.
Get the latest outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Got a good life, he's got two pretty children and a real nice wife, yet he never seems quite satisfied. Well, I said, I know what's on your mind, but you better think about it before you cross that line. The grass ain't always greener on the other side. Then what you gonna do when the new wears off and the old shines through, and it ain't really love and it ain't really lust? You ain't anybody anyone's gonna trust. Then what? Where you gonna turn when you can't turn back for the bridges you burned, and fate can't wait to kick you in the butt? Then what? Whoa, then what? Well, I ain't saying that looking's a crime. Well, I've done my share from time to time. That don't mean that you gotta take that leap. When you're standing on the brink, you jump, you gotta step back and think. There's a price for every promise you don't keep. Whoa, then what? What you gonna do when the new wears off and the old shines through, and it ain't really love and it ain't really lust? You ain't anybody anybody's gonna trust. Then what? Where you gonna turn when you can't turn back for the bridges you burned, and they can't wait to kick you in the butt? Then what? Whoa, then what?
get your life, but remember this, there's bound to be some consequences, sneaking under other fences. Whoa, then what you gonna do when the new wears off and the old shines through, and it ain't really love and it ain't really lust, you ain't anybody's gonna trust, then what? Where you gonna turn when you can't turn back for the bridges you burned, and fate can't wait to kick you in the butt? Then what? Whoa, then what? You're mine.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN, Clay Walker and Then What, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Friday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures in the 70s across the region this morning. Now, it looks like we could see some thunderstorms later on tonight and early tomorrow morning. We'll have details with our ag weather forecast next hour. Also next hour in our newsmaker segment, there's going to be a cow-calf seminar in Gilmington coming up later this month, and we're going to talk with UW Extension beef educator Bill Heffman about that. That's coming up next hour in our newsmaker segment. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Rural fire departments across the country are struggling with staffing and costs. We'll talk about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit WISoybean.com.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Fire departments in many parts of rural America are feeling some stress. Wisconsin is one state that faces some serious challenges to the ability to respond to emergencies. The Wisconsin Office of Rural Health released a report recently showing some of the biggest challenges that rural fire departments in the state are facing.
What we found was that just under half of the departments lack the personnel to make a fire response that involves four people and an engine. So the way that's being dealt with is that most of the departments are using mutual aid to fill that gap. And as there's less and less volunteers available, and about 80% of our fire departments in Wisconsin are staffed by volunteers or near volunteers or are paid a small amount to be part of the department, it's put a pretty significant strain on the emergency response infrastructure.
James Small, the EMS Outreach Program Manager for the Wisconsin Office of Rural Health, says 62% of departments are worried about enough firefighters and the cost of the equipment.
It used to be you could buy a new fire engine for $400,000, maybe up to $500,000, let's say like 10 years ago. That same vehicle today is pushing $1 million or more. And then on top of that, getting the people in place to staff those apparatus is yet another challenge. Because I think what we've seen with our communities is that a lot of people work outside the communities that they live in, where a few decades ago, there was manufacturers and things like that all over the place that were in the communities and allowed people to leave and go to fires and stuff like that. But when that person's working half an hour or an hour outside the community, that's not realistic anymore.
According to the Wisconsin Office of Rural Health, as many as 85% of rural fire departments in Wisconsin operate entirely with volunteers. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins.
Do you have an idea for a book? Fiction, nonfiction, or a children's book? We can help you put it together and bring it to market at Dorrance Publishing. We have thousands of testimonials from people just like you that we've helped get their books sold in stores and online. We've even got a service called The Writer's Coach. It's perfect for people that have a book idea in their head and they just need someone to help them put it on paper. Dorrance Book Publishing has been helping people just like you who have a book idea, written or not, for over 100 years. Imagine being counted among the most famous authors in the world with your very own book. Call right now and let us help you turn a book idea into reality. It's easier than you think. You just need a little help. Call us now.
800-879-4098. 800-879-4098. 800-879-4098. That's 800-879-4098.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be mostly sunny, hot, and humid today. We'll get to right around 90 for a high, but that heat index is going to be in the upper 90s and some places into the triple digits. Tonight, a few scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high in the upper 80s to low 90s. If you're due for a remodel, get that bathroom you've always dreamed of for just $99 a month interest-free. BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
She was in the backyard, say it was a little past nine, when her prince pulled up a white pickup truck. Old enough, and you can't stop love. She stuck a note on the screen door, sorry but I got to go, and that was all she wrote. Her mama's heart was broke, and that was all she wrote. So the story.
Prince pulled up a white pickup truck, plenty old enough, and you can't stop love. No, you can't fence time, and you can't stop love.
In a big mud hole, I was all decked out, ready for church, had my brand new suit all covered in dirt. Mama hit the ceiling, she was fit to be tied, talking about how she's gonna tan my hide. But Daddy wasn't laughing when I changed my clothes, said Mama, leave the boy alone. Well, if the good die young, if the good die young, the good die young. Ten years later, had a hot rod Ford. Constable clocked me at 104. Judge said, boy, you're gonna hurt yourself. You'd long been dead if you was anybody else. But if the good die young, yeah, if the good die young, all there ain't a sin is gonna hold you, son. Good die young. Well, I got a good heart, I wouldn't hurt a soul, but I'm gonna keep a rocking till they call that road. Old St. Peter's gonna have to wait. I'm gonna go to heaven, but I might be late. And if the good die young, die young. Said I'm gonna live forever if the good die young.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Tracy Lawrence, If the Good Die Young, here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Friday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the 70s. Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation has received a $50,000 contribution from Dane County Farm Bureau members Mike and Shirley Durst of Verona. The grant will be establishing a fund to support future participants of the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation's Leadership Institute by offsetting participant fees and program expenses. The Leadership Institute is a year-long leadership training program with the mission to develop lifelong ambassadors of agriculture and effective Farm Bureau leaders at the county level. Participants gain skills in communication, advocacy, collaboration, and strategic leadership. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Strauss, makers of quality workwear for more than 70 years. We're a short 18 days away from the largest outdoor farm show in North America as the Farm Progress Show kicks off in Decatur, Illinois on August 26th. It'll be 3 days of equipment, learning, and your chance to meet forward-looking farmers from around the world. I'll have more details when we come back. This episode of Farm Progress America is brought to you by Strauss. For more than 70 years and three generations, Strauss has manufactured high-performance German-engineered workwear, work boots, and safety equipment. The company's ostrich logo has become a proud symbol of excellence recognized by farmers around the globe.
Need extra comfortable bibs? Strauss has them. What about work pants that have been tested to be 5 times stronger than your standard canvas pants? Strauss has those too. Each piece of the Strauss collection, from hat to boot, has been specially engineered to help you perform better on the job. Whether you're working in the fields, taking care of livestock, or maintaining all the equipment that keeps your farm running. So if you're looking to add some extra utility and comfort to your workday, then harvest your potential and look for the ostrich. Prepare for the next growing season and grab yourself some new gear at Strauss.com. That's Strauss.com. Yes, the 2025 Farm Progress Show returns to Decatur, Illinois, August 26th, 27th, and 28th, celebrating 20 years at this permanent site in Decatur. Matt Youngman, the National Events Director for Farm Progress, says this year's event will offer attendees an exciting look at cutting-edge innovations shaping the future of agriculture. One standout feature is the new and improved Drone Zone, where visitors can witness aerial application technology in action. By working closely with the FAA, Farm Progress has created a safe educational environment showcasing large spray drones operating over cornfields during live demonstrations. Attendees can even view real-time drone feeds from inside or nearby display tents. In addition to drone technology, Youngman highlighted the ever-popular ride-and-drive areas, featuring hands-on demonstrations of the latest UTVs, autonomous farm vehicles, and precision sprayers. Visitors will enjoy interactive exhibits from over 600 agricultural companies, including industry giants like Case IH, Polaris, and AGI. Educational sessions remain a key attraction at every Farm Progress show. The hospitality building will host daily Best of Farm Progress discussions, insightful Women in the Field panels, and the popular Ag PhD sessions led by Brian and Darren Hefty. According to Youngman, these sessions consistently deliver practical agronomic advice and engaging dialogue that attendees value. There's even more to explore, including cover crop demonstration plots, live market updates, lifetime achievement awards, policy discussions with agricultural leaders, and live broadcasts of This Week in Agribusiness, recorded by Max Armstrong and myself in the hospitality building. With easy access, enhanced amenities like free Wi-Fi from John Deere, and air-conditioned facilities, attending this year's Farm Progress Show promises to be comfortable, educational, and productive. Tickets and event details are available online at farmprogressshow.com, and I'll be back with more after this.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
Mark your calendars and be sure to join us for the Farm Progress Show in Decatur, Illinois, August 26th, 27th, and 28th. Discounted tickets are available at farmprogressshow.com, and so is all of the information you'll need to plan your day on the grounds. When you come, be sure to say hello to me in the hospitality building. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Strauss, makers of high-quality workwear for more than 70 years. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-883-3024. 800-883-3024. 800-883-3024. That's 800-883-3024.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Do
some boughs and spread their wings and settle down just what they need, living on love. She don't care about what's in style. She just likes the way he smiles. It takes more than marble and tile, living on love. Living on love, buying on time. Without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. It doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love. Side by side in that front porch swing, living on love. He can't sue anymore. She can barely sweep the floor. Hand in hand, they'll walk through that door, just living on love. Living on. That's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. And it doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love. You're living on love, buying on time. Without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on. That's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. It doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love. No, it doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love.
something warm when she gets cold. And if her lips are wet with wine, when it comes to loving time, she'll trade her pride for something warm.
Visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Like a cloud full of rain shouldn't hang in the sky. I shouldn't burn a bumblebee fly. If you feel so happy, then why do you cry? Oh, nothing but love makes sense. Like an ocean liner shouldn't float on the sea. A pearl in an oyster of a circus of fleas. Someone so perfect can't be falling for me. Oh, nothing but love.
Of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. USDA Chief Economist Seth Meyer says the latest farmland values and cash rent numbers indicate a cooling in year-over-year growth.
Cash rents showing flat value changes year over year, but we're seeing the farmers' assessed value of their agricultural real estate increasing by 4.3%.
When breaking down land values by cropland and pastures,
if we separate it out into cropland, still producers assess that cropland increased 4.7% in 2025 to $5,830 an acre. So assessing that cropland is increasing at a greater rate than overall ag land, and pasture land showing an even larger increase at 4.9%, hitting $1,920.
Meyer noted farm real estate values by state reflected year-over-year increases in each of the lower 48 states. It was led by an 8.4% farmland value increase in North Carolina. India may be looking at a 1% drop in that country's gross domestic product after U.S. President Trump added to potential tariffs on goods from India. Analysts say the new costs were imposed on India because it purchased Russian oil. The Economic Times says the tariffs announced on Thursday would take effect in 21 days. The move happened hours ahead of a separate 25% tariff that was also set to take effect, which means many Indian exports may soon face 50% duties. Bloomberg says the hike may cut down India's outbound shipments of goods to the U.S. by 60%, potentially cutting 1% from the GDP. New Delhi reacted strongly to the U.S. announcement, calling the move, quote, unjustified, unquote. The Indian government says the country has been unfairly targeted because other nations are buying oil from Russia, and they're not getting targeted by the White House. The Withrick Family Grassland Dairy Center of Excellence at the University of Wisconsin-River Falls will now be able to produce even more dairy foods thanks to the donation of a milk hauling truck by a regional automotive dealer, Sernhaus Chevrolet of Prescott. The Chevrolet Silverado 3500 HD will haul a milk tank filled to its 8,600-pound capacity from Man Valley Farm to the dairy pilot plant on campus that will triple the plant's dairy production capacity. The ability to expand production is important as the dairy pilot plant seeks to increase wholesale distribution of cheese and ice cream. Those products, marketed under the Falcon Creamery name, are now being sold in more and more regional locations. While the original Make America Healthy Again Commission report said glyphosate and other pesticides may have impacted children's health, the upcoming report will be different. The next MAHA Commission report will respect the regulatory framework that found glyphosate to be a safe product to use. Those words came from a high-ranking Environmental Protection Agency official at the American Sugar Alliance's International Sweetener Symposium. Nancy Beck, a deputy administrator for the EPA's Office of Chemical Safety and Pollution Protection, said it's important to remember that EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin and Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins are members of the commission. Beck, a political appointee who has a lot of experience in government and the private sector, told members of the ASA that she couldn't share the contents of the report, which is expected to be released soon. Quote, we do know that pesticides are vital tools, unquote, said Beck. Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar and North Dakota Senator John Hoeven reintroduced the Promoting Rural Exports Act, legislation formally establishing a national rural export center. It would also authorize the creation of up to 9 regional rural export centers. The bill aims to help businesses in rural areas increase their exports by improving access to international markets. Businesses in rural areas shouldn't be denied opportunities just because of their location, said Klobuchar. Our legislation will help ensure rural businesses have the resources they need to reach new markets, boost exports, and continue to innovate and grow. The act would direct the Assistant Secretary of Commerce to formally establish the Rural Export Center in the Commerce Department to serve as the lead coordinating hub for rural export assistance nationwide. It would also require the Rural Export Center to be located at an existing Commerce Department office outside of a major metropolitan area. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
The drive-thru window is now open at J.M. Watkins Meats, serving hot coffee Monday through Friday from 5:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. and Saturdays from 7:30 to 2. J.M. Watkins Meats has an online store where you can order all of your favorite cuts of beef, pork, and lamb from local farmers for that Labor Day holiday get-together. Order for in-store pickup or order in advance and pick up at the drive-thru. Visit jmwatkinsmeats.com or visit them in person 3 miles west of Plum City on Highway 10.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be mostly sunny, hot, and humid today. We'll get to right around 90 for a high, but that heat index is going to be in the upper 90s and some places into the triple digits. Tonight, a few scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high in the upper 80s to low 90s. If you're due for a remodel, get that bathroom you've always dreamed of for just $99 a month interest-free. BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Real Country, 1430 AM.
AM and 107.3 FM.
They read you Cinderella, you hoped it would come true, that one day your Prince Charming would come rescue you. You like romantic movies, you never will forget the way you felt when Romeo kissed Juliet. All this time that you've been waiting, you don't have to wait no. Make you my world, move heaven and earth. If you were my girl, I will give you my heart, be all that you need, show you your everything that's precious to me. If you give me a chance, I can love you like that. I'd never make a promise I don't intend to keep. So when I say forever, forever's what I mean. I'm no Casanova, but I swear this much is true. I'll be holding nothing back when it comes to you. You dream of love that's everlasting. Well, baby, open up your. Make you my world, move heaven and earth. If you were my girl, I will give you my heart, be all that you need, show you your everything that's precious to me. If you give me a chance, I can love you like that. And I see through to the heart of you. If you want a man who understands, you don't have to look very far. I can love you, I can love you like that. I will make you my world.
One time I spent a week inside a little country jail, and I don't guess I'll ever live it down. I was sitting at a red light when these two men came and got me and said that I was speeding through their town. Well, they said, tomorrow morning you can see the judge, then go. They let me call one person on the phone. I thought I'd be there overnight, so I just called my boss to tell him I'd be off, but not for long. Well, they motioned me inside a cell with seven other guys, one little barred up window in the rear. My cellmate said if they had let me bring some money in, we ought to send the jailer for some beer. Well, I had to pay him double, cause he was the man in charge, and the jailer's job was not the best in town. Later on, his wife brought hot bologna, eggs, and gravy. The first day I was there, I turned it down. Well, next morning they just let us sleep, but I was up real early, wondering when I'd get my release. Later on we got more hot bologna, eggs and gravy, and by now I wasn't quite so hard to please. 2 days later, when I thought that I had been forgotten, the sheriff came in chewing on a straw. He said, "Where is the guy who thinks that this is Indianapolis? I'd like to talk to him about the law." Well, I told him who I was and told him I was working steady and I really should be getting on my way. That part about me being who I was did not impress him. He said the judge will be here any day. The jailer had a wife, and let me tell you, she was awful, but she brought that hot bologna every day. And after 7 days, she got to looking so much better, I asked her if she'd like to run away. Well, next morning, that old judge took every nickel that I had, and he said, "Son, let this teach you not to race." The jailer's wife was smiling from